Phone Boy Speaks, episode 928, Sprint Not All In. Sprint, which is, well, I don't know, in last place in the of the major carriers in the United States. T-Mobile has edged them out, I believe, if depending on which set of numbers you look at. But anyway, they're now trying to, well, claw their way back, so to speak. And they've been declining in subscribers for some time, and because their network has been pretty bad. And they've been trying to fix their network, but they're now trying to, I don't know, fix their, you know, I guess fix their image or whatever. And so they have this new campaign where they call it all-in pricing. And so, you know, for $80 a month, you get unlimited everything, including data, and some sort of a phone for, you know, which, you know, $20 a month is a payment for a phone, I guess. And but here's the thing, right? The all-in pricing, this is a problem that every, you know, that the cell phone companies have, that Comcast has or whatever, is that you're not going to, is that it's not 80, it's not, you know, taxes included or anything. That's plus, you know, and it could be, you know, any percentage of taxes and fee, you know, in BS fees that they like to throw in there. So, you know, first of all, $80 isn't all that competitive, really. I mean, there's definitely cheaper plans out there. And yeah, the all-in price is not, you know, again, it's like smoke and mirrors. I mean, it really is. There's nothing to it. I mean, I guess they're trying, you know, to make it easier, quote unquote, or make it more transparent, but everybody's done that, right? I mean, so what? It's, you know, okay, it's $80 a month. That's not real. First of all, that's patently false, because that doesn't include taxes and fees and stuff like that that tend to get added to cell phone bills. And there's plans that actually have that. I mean, you can look at Metro PCS. I mean, they've got plans. They say they are, you know, depending on which plan, it's X dollars a month. Period. No, you know, it includes taxes and everything. And Cricket on AT&T, you know, AT&T does the same thing, right? So. That's not a good price. And, you know, and it's also not even true. So it's, you know, advertising that nationally like that just doesn't, it's like, yeah, it's gonna, you know, say your $80 is probably more like $100, you know, by the time you add in all the taxes and everything. It's just ridiculous. And unfortunately, it's not gonna help Sprint. I mean, Sprint is, and what's even funnier is that, of course, Sprint has also said, well, we may have to get rid of unlimited plans at some point. But, meanwhile, they're pushing them with this new, I don't know, all-in pricing, but it's, you know, again, it's not really all-in pricing. It's the same. It's not even that great of a deal, it sounds like. So, you know, Sprint, you know, clearly has some work to do. They could certainly, they could go cheaper, maybe, but, you know, then of course they might not have enough money to build out all their, you know, the network that they still need to build out. But yeah, that pricing is, you know, it's not even true. And it's, so, you know, I don't even know why they're advertising and going down this road, but, you know, that's Sprint for you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.